Bear Estate Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery today.
It is time for another Fair Estate Friday interview. In a moment, we'll talk to Fair Estate head hockey coach Bob Daniels. The Bulldogs open Western Collegiate Hockey Association action at home this weekend against Northern Michigan inside of a Glavin Ice Arena in Big Rapids. The puck will drop tonight at 7.07 p.m. with Saturday's finale at 6.07 p.m. in Big Rapids. The Dogs are off to a 2-1 start at the D1 level this year in hockey after beating Colgate in the season opener. The Dogs then split a weekend road series against former CCHA rival Miami of Ohio last weekend. I think Bob Daniels, who ranks as one of college hockey's longest tenured head coaches, as he embarks on his 28th season at the Bulldog helm this fall. He's a two-time NCAA D1 National Coach of the Year and led the Dogs to the 2012 NCAA Frozen Four and has guided Ferris State Hockey to the NCAA D1 tournament four times. I think Coach Daniels just gave a pep talk to his team, the pregame speech, kind of like, yeah, you know, Herb Brooks and Miracle, right, Coach Daniels?
Hey, Bill, good to be on. And I'm not quite sure it rose to that level. You know, this is game four of a 35-game regular season, so I got to save a few rah-rahs for later in the year.
You know, I just mentioned you're embarking on your 28th season. It's underway as the head coach of Ferris. How has it changed in motivating young players today compared to 10, 15 years ago?
For years, I used to think, oh, the kids are all the same, but there is a change, and I think the kids are a little more sophisticated now, and it's much more important that you give them the whys of what you're doing, and they're going to follow. They work hard, they train hard, but it's really important that you don't just say, okay, do this, and they're going to do that. You've got to say, do this, and here's why we're doing it. And you give them the picture, and they're pretty good about following it. But there's a bit of a difference, and it's not all bad. It's just that you've got to explain things and give them some reasoning behind that.
You're off to a 2-1 start at the D1 level in hockey. That's what Ferris plays, D2 school in other sports. What do you like about this team so far through three games?
Really hardworking. I mean, it's a really interesting group in that in regards to our defensemen, we have four senior defensemen and five freshman defensemen. And the four seniors are playing great, and we've had the freshmen step in and really play well. And that's our biggest improvement, that and goaltending. So the defensive side of our game is much improved from a year ago. And overall, though, it's got a good feel about it. It's a close group. I think probably the biggest challenge we're going to have is scoring consistently. You know, so far we've gotten goals from a variety of players, but we're looking for one big-time player or two up front to emerge and have breakout years.
From Jeff Blashill, the head coach and a former Ferris State Bulldog goaltender, to the pipeline to the NHL, you have to be pretty proud, kind of like a proud hockey papa, when you look at what Ferris State hockey has done in terms of sending players into the professional ranks.
I am, and our latest player to play in the NHL is Gerald Mayhew. He's with the Minnesota Wild. Scored a goal his very first game with the Wild this year. We're very proud of him. We've got a number of coaches. Derek Alon is an assistant now with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he's been part of our staff. So we are proud of the guys that have gone on. But, you know, the ones that you don't hear about, the ones that go on to become, and we've got right now two pre-med students here, but we've got a lot of guys that go out and are extremely successful in the business world and also in the medical professions.
Also, Ferris State this year, sophomore goaltender Ronnie Salmon-Kangas presently leads the nation D1 hockey with a .968 save percentage through three games. Remember, the Dogs are at home tonight against Northern Michigan at 7:07 in Big Rapids, also home tomorrow night. And that will be a Ferris State hockey family night on Saturday night, presented by Meyer. Fans can get 4 tickets, 4 soft drinks, and 4 hot dogs, all for only $48 while supplies last. You can call the Ferris State Ticket Office or go to ferrisstatebulldogs.com for more information. Head coach Bob Daniels, 28 years. The Herb Brooks of Big Rapids. I love it.
Seems like just yesterday. It does.
It's always, every year is a miracle. You need to put that on a billboard up there off of 130. Every year is a miracle with Ferris State Hockey.
Hey, I like that.
So do I. I'll just get, you know, send me 25% royalty, okay?
You got it. You got it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Ferris State head hockey coach Bob Daniels. They play D1 hockey at home tonight and tomorrow night against Northern Michigan in Big Rapids.
Ferris State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Crankers Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Crankers Restaurant and Brewery today.